This is episode number 2060 of the Who Cares News for Monday, September 27th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time's come for that thing that you wait for every morning. It's your Who Cares News with Morgan. Who cares?
If you're waiting for this every morning.
Yeah, I know. That's, yeah, that was.
I would say you need to get a life, but then again, I would say.
Look who's talking.
You're welcome.
Look who's talking.
Blake Shelton sent Ariana Grande the link to an article claiming that she was the reason The Voice might be looking to replace him.
Really?
As a coach. In the
really?
Upcoming seasons.
So he sent the article to her like uh-huh. she didn't know anything about it? Like, oh,
no.
Secret.
It says, so he said, thanks a lot, Ari. Thanks a effing lot.
Okay, now this has got to be a joke, right? Because they're in the middle of this season. They're not going to have an all-out war unless they want to, like, get a lot of publicity for it.
I think he was just joking around.
You think so?
I do.
But there's probably some half truth to that. Because they've replaced everybody except him from the original.
I don't see him being replaced.
No Adam Levine.
Right.
No, who was the other one that sat next to Adam? I'm trying to remember. Christina.
Different people.
Yeah, they'd usher people in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pharrell Williams was there.
But why did Adam leave? Adam left on his own.
Adam left on his own. They would have kept Adam because he was,
yes.
you know, he was the foil. But he decided, I'm tired of being the foil. I'm tired of losing. So, anyway.
The article in question claims The Voice producers are quietly searching for someone younger and more current. I mean, I just can't. Blake Shelton.
I know.
He's big stuff.
He's big stuff in country music. That's why he's there. Because they want somebody from country.
Uh-huh. Country is pretty big right now.
I don't know. Are you attracted as a viewer to seeing Blake and Gwen now as much as when there was The Chase? Because I think we're in love with The Chase, too.
Well, everyone's in love with The Chase.
I don't think we care that much now that they're married. It's like, all right.
But they're searching quietly for someone that's younger and more current.
Well, Ariana Grande is young. She's like 20.
And she's popular.
What,
and she's
28, I think.
Yeah. A younger audience to the reality singing competition.
Yeah.
One thing I think
Why is that?
Is because she made sure to heart react to the message.
Well, it would be better than her like sending a mad face.
Now, there was a time that Kelly and Blake were arguing.
Blake argues with everybody.
And so John Legend, and they got up and went to the break room. And the camera goes over to them eating popcorn while Kelly and Blake are still arguing.
Cheers.
Anyway. So game on, Ariana.
I think game on, yeah.
Ariana also shared a famous clip from Mean Girls in which she pasted Blake's photo into the infamous burn book from the film. Another reason.
I'm going to have to start following Ariana Grande.
But some people take things very literally.
Well, no, yeah, I think
and
this is...
And it's like, oh my gosh, this is...
I think this is part of the deal. I think this... Because, you know, Blake's there kind of to argue with everybody. He's the teasing uncle,
he's a teasing uncle, and he's the one who wins the most.
Yeah. And then he also drunk texts, but that's a different story.
Not anymore.
Well, I don't know about this one. Anyway.
Well, speaking of feuds...
Feuds?
Yes, Lord Scott Disick. He may have...
Who's he feuding with?
A huge feud is a brewing.
A brewing?
Between him and his ex-meal ticket, the Kardashians.
Really?
He unfollowed all of them over the weekend on Instagram.
What?
I know.
Wow.
To do it on Facebook is one thing.
I know,
but
on
if you unfollow people on Instagram...
That's severing all ties. It's
very serious.
Severing all ties if you do it on Insta.
It's for reals.
It's for reals.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, to be fair, this seems
to be he's got kids with a Kardashian.
I know.
I wonder if he started unfollowing her, too. I mean, she's kind of probably the reason why. Because he was jelly.
He was jelly.
Over her, you know, rock and roll
boyfriend. I think
boyfriend.
He was jelly.
Yeah.
It does seem to be split. I mean, somewhat related to this split with Amelia Hamlin.
With his child. Okay, I gotcha.
And not even legal to drink person he was dating.
Yeah.
So Thursday alluded to the split Amelia did.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Online with the line, the longer you entertain what's not for you, the longer you postpone what is, the quote said. And then it said, read that again. So I guess maybe she realized that she's needs to be
given
done
up
with them.
Too much of her young life.
Yeah.
To be with an old dude.
Yeah, and he was getting all up in the whole Kardashian
and the whole thing,
Kourtney
about,
thing, and
you know, gotten the torch for the ex and all that. That's too much. That's too much baggage.
So shortly after,
he's got baggage.
So Scott unfollowed Amelia, and then
as well.
Well, it was first Amelia.
What?
And then he unfollowed the entire Kardashian clan.
He might as well just delete his whole Insta account
and his bank account.
Well. By doing so, he probably has.
Well, he's been associated with them for the last 15 years and was whining before the show ended that they would never see each other again.
Never see each other again. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
OMG.
Never see each other again.
OMGs.
Oh, that's crazy. The last person I would ever unfriend or unfollow, if she would please follow me, is Halle Berry. I would never pay her that disrespect. I would never sever those ties if I got the chance to have those ties. I wouldn't sever them.
But on her end, she'd probably be trying to crawl into the sea where the interwebs are and, like, give him a tubal.
A tubal?
Like, sever the the waves.
I follow her.
Yeah, you do
follow
her.
I follow her on Insta and Facebook.
And you haven't ever said anything creepy.
Not to her.
You're too.
I don't think she would allow comments. That's one. I don't know that she would read her comments. There's a million comments every time she posts.
Of course.
Yeah, she's just going to look for the little blue checks, of the certified real people. I'm not a check.
The stars.
So I don't count.
Yeah. You should get yourself a check.
I can't. I gotta have like 5 million friends. Followers.
I just thought it was like the real official account.
I have
account.
Like 32 followers.
Because some people have like, 15 imposter people who...
Well, yeah, everybody's got an imposter account. Not me.
Not intentionally, but people to do like fake accounts.
Those guys are out there. They're out there.
So I thought the blue check mark was like, official.
No, it is official. I'm official. But I don't have one. I'm just saying, we all need a blue check mark.
We all need a blue check in our life. Preferably with lots of zeros on it.
More
That's
who
the kind
cares?
Of check I want.
Tomorrow, have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.